for. I'm at the St. Catherine's Old Boys banquet. We're sitting here with Jim McMahon, past player mostly for St. Catherine's. Jim played senior A lacrosse since 42 till 61. He scored 427 regular season goals. So we got another 35 coming to him in 1952. Jim, I hear you just saying about your suspension in 1949. Can you tell the fans a bit about this? What happened?
Well, the reason we were suspended was because years ago, the team used to go over to Rochester, New York, and play winter lacrosse. And East Lee, like Memco Hamilton, was on the team used to go over and play teams in Rochester. And each team used to go over about every fifth week. Now, the Rochester team wanted to strengthen up a little bit so they could compete much better against the teams here. So there was Roy Morton, Stu Scott, and Phil Nelson and myself were asked to go over and play regularly for Rochester. We were going to play every Saturday, every Friday night. We would be playing the OLA teams, who had no objection to us playing over them. Once in the OLA, we had asked for permission to go over and play from OLA. They waited for the last night before we were to go over. They said that we couldn't go. This is winter lacrosse, not summer lacrosse. And so anyway, all the advertisement was for the teams ready, so we went over and played. So we played, and it turned out the OLA would not let Mimico, Brampton, Hamilton, and these teams go over and participate and play. So we still played every Friday. We played a lot of native teams over there. We played every Friday night. The unfortunate part was we would have done better, and everybody wouldn't, because the Canadian teams that would have gone better, and everybody would have succeeded and been better off for it. We already had a meeting, and one of the executives went over, without naming any names, went over to see us play over there. And we played under our own names, not our assumed names. We talked to him, and when he came back, they didn't say he had to go, but he went over on his own. We were given a year's suspension. We couldn't play the following year.
That was awful.
Stiff. There must have been 20 or 30 other Canadian players playing in Medina and over there. And we were the only ones suspended. So, and we were the three highest scorers on the Saskatchewan team. And the Saskatchewan's the next season.
When you look back on your career, which season means the most to you? Which was the best season you had personally? And you enjoyed probably
personally was 1946.
Oh man, God.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it was just the first full year after the war. And prior to that, the Sound of the State Park season. And it was the very first year that we played. And I also played. I was one of the younger players. I got to play with my brother Wandy and Roy Morton. And we were definitely good players for pre-war. So we formed a team of veterans and young players. And personally, I turned out I had fourth highest scoring in the league with 77 goals.
Yeah, I was just looking at 77 goals. Wow.
Three game season, but I probably missed a couple because of injuries. So I did, in the first part of the year, I was benched. We were not playing well, and I had a good year second.
Now, when you were younger, I guess you looked up to Wandy. He was, what, 7 years?
Yeah, he was 8 years older than me, and yes, I did. But when he started to play juvenile lacrosse, he was 17 years old. I picked up a stick, too, probably 6 or 7, 8 years old. But we couldn't play organized until we were 13. Midget was the lowest grade lacrosse at that time. It was 1936. So I played 4 years of midget lacrosse. In 1939, I played midget juvenile, junior in 1 year. The following year, we had three junior teams in Chicago that year. The following year, Chicago entered the OLA, and I played junior that year. The following year, I played OLA junior. The following year, the league was suspended because of the war. 41, I played senior league.
So,
42 was the first year on the My birthday was in October. I was a young 20, not an older 20.
Yeah, I noticed in 43 you paid for the Army, but I have only got you down here for 5 games.
I came home and I went to play. My brother was in the Army, the Grants and Bullets had a team in the Ontario League, and being in the service,
So away from lacrosse, when you were in the Army, were you overseas or no?
When I transferred, I transferred to the Navy then.
Yeah, I know, it's 44, you played for the Navy. BC, yeah, but inner city lacrosse,
yeah.
It was called that.
Yeah. It took a little while to get transferred from the Navy. I wanted to go into the Air Force originally, but then I got called in the Army and I transferred to the Navy.
And you did pretty good in 10 games with that 37 goals, almost 4 goals a game.
Yeah.
And then after that, you had 45, 46. 46 was at most St. Kitts. 47, 48 were almost full years. And then 49, your famous suspension from the OLA. Which you didn't play through with my mega guy.
No, well, I don't think it should have happened because it took the three highest scorers out to St. Catharines and was the start of the downfall of the class in St. Catharines.
So whoever did that, did they have all the reasons? Were they anti St. Catharines? I mean, this is
I don't know why it was done by a Branson executive.
Couldn't. That answers it then. And and one thing I'd be doing is digging into all the old stats, and I get a real kick out of year one. Your career totals was almost exact, and these 35 goals I found, you're going to leap over one of these. Who do you consider? It's kind of hard to say because he was your older brother. Now, who would have been the better player of the two years?
We were the same in one respect, another respect we weren't. He was 25 pounds heavier. When I played 46, I was only 145 pounds. And he was playing weight with around 170. But he was noted for killing and being able to kill out penalties. I did have that quality too. He found it around. I probably swung a shot better than he did. And I may have run a little different, run maybe a little faster. But by the time I played with him, of course, he was 32 and I was 23. So it was the same. That was the only year I played with. I would play the middle of the next year.
Yeah. Who do you consider the best player you ever played against in your career?
You ever thought about that? Personally, the one I hated to check was Georgie Massey, the member of the Mountaineers, simply because he was like a bull. And I'm being right, if I was there to pick him up, if I stood rigid, he would knock me down. But if I didn't do that, I'd step back. But he was tough. Donnie McPhail was good.
He was a tough guy.
He was my area, yeah. But he was in 46. But that was the year they were, Chemical Mountaineers, we beat them in 7 games.
Inamico there, they had a terrific team. They beat us by big scores in Inamico, and we beat them to Gavin. The last game, the 7-game series, going into the fourth grade, the score was 11-11. We beat them 17-10.
You know what I wish I was about 10, 15 years older. For seeing playing outdoors and outdoor bowls. That must have been something 4,000 or 5,000 people, you know, on a nice, you know, starry night with the, when it didn't rain.
Well, there's a difference in the crowd, like, you know, at that time, 46, there was a 7-man game, counting the goaltenders. And the thing was that we were able to lay one forward up the floor a little bit. And so once we got the ball on our own end, the goaltenders moved the ball up quick and the rest of the forwards run. And our forwards did not check in front of our own net, our defensemen checked it. We checked in out in the perimeter, so we broke from 30 feet out in front of the net. Nowadays, a lot of them have to break from coming in front of the net, so you don't get down the floor as fast.
You always had good goaltending with St. Cliff's, eh?
Yeah, well, we got Whitaker. Whitaker was a veteran, and Dougie Palalba was the younger one with us, and we probably had the two best goaltenders in the league that year. I would compare that team with the Peterborough team. But it was a wide open game at that time. Later on, when it come to a 5-man game, and they cut down on the size of the net, then everybody backed in, and the game was slower.
In 1954, you played for Hamilton. What transpired there? How did you get up moving from?
I didn't know. I just went up there. They were probably going with youth movement and again. And then, as you see, I didn't want to quit lacrosse, and I just went up there. Oh, incidentally, there were other players before that. There were players like Tank Tedders, and he played with Academy with Hamilton. Pat Smith started his senior career in Hamilton as a started junior because the senior team was pretty well set. And I went and played senior B that year, not thinking even to try over junior because the Academy was 38, 39, 40 had some terrific games.
Going back to 46, is that series that would be played in the East?
The Man Cup.
Toronto. That was in the year that you guys had to wear different sweaters?
No.
How many fans would you have gotten back in
Toronto? I believe then we were drawing anywhere between 8,000 and 10,000 people.
Holy Jesus.
Only three games. Only one. We beat the team up in three games.
Who was good on that team? Who was the main stars on that
team? Well, our older fellows were that year because as a Bill Malton, one of the mainstays of us younger fellows, was hurt and couldn't play for the games. We had a rough season against the Memphis. Then when we went down to Quebec to play, the Memphis fellows had to carry the team down there because Quebec, two or three of the older players, couldn't let them go down there. So we played that one, and we came back, and then we were able to play myself. I was playing, one way, and I was only 140 pounds, so I took a little bit of a beating.
Was that year that Punch and Lock played for Quebec?
Played for Quebec. Bobby Cross, Kenny Cross. Yeah.
And Sid Wright, did he go down before or after that year?
So he played down there that year. Sid may have tried out with our team in 46 to be living in Seattle.
Right.
But I remember, I think he tried out, but he wasn't assigned. And so he may have gone, I'm sure he went down to that. Sid was older, was an older player.
Oh, so what else we got here to talk about? I'm missing your stats for 57, and that's when you played down in Tuscarora.
Yeah, I was going to put in the class, and about Steve Golden brother contact and wanted to go and play as playing coach. So by that time, I'm 33, 34 years old.
Are they paying you back then?
Yeah, we got paid a little bit, but I couldn't because I worked shiftwork. I didn't continue on with the coaching. Bobby Noble took over the coaching, but I still played. And so the second year over in 57, we played an interlocking schedule with the senior team. Peterborough and so on. And so I go out, I was going to play lacrosse, and I was going to play senior A. So I went up to Wallace Richards by that time in my 36th year.
What happened with St. Catharines? They moved from St. Catharines to Wallace.
I have a bank support.
So near the end of the 50s,
the class was
dying out.
The
class
was very popular, wasn't very strong at that time.
We did keep finding it just
higher. Prior to 58, 55, 56, even had Ronnie Ray, who played in the NBA. He was a younger player up there. Even a little later on, he happened to be my nephew. But when they were playing, sometimes they could get one of the 7-8 players to go away. So the interest, fan support, and player support was for LaCroix was pretty bad too. And it got going a little later on.
So they were the golden age and the 50s.
The golden age of LaCroix before that was 38, 39, 40, 46, 47, 48, 49.
Was that when they were bringing in 4,000 to 5,000 people in it?
Now, well, it started to wane about 47, 48, and it really started to wane when the Catharines were 300.
Were you on the team in 44?
Oh, you were in the Navy.
Jack Cook was on that team, eh? That thing? He wasn't played one either.
Jack,
oh, yeah.
We took when we went out west in 45.
Yeah,
Jack 45. On the ground, I boarded at and they started the season here. But as the year went on, fellas involved in the service. I got that chance. I didn't play any playoffs here. I played some games during the season.
And then
I got back the day before we went to the post. We had three straight out there. So we had 40 players signed, and we never, coming and going, and we never played with a regular.
Now, when was the years that Jack Redcliffe and Rex Steinway used to be the play on the radio?
Jack was the younger, that was Tommy Garrick and Rex Steinway. That was 38, 39, 40, up to 46. And Jack never left us. Jack in 1948, Jack would only be about 19 years old. So he was playing.
Yeah,
later on, when Jack came to work, played around, he played the sports every year. And later on, I don't know exactly what year, but he became a sports trainer after. And Jack, because he had played lacrosse, played on the 44 team, and he started with the 45 team. And we took him out the first with his five players, but because some of us come back from being in the service, we took their place, and we went from there in 46.
Now, I want to ask this question just so I don't forget it. When I have stats unavailable in 1951, did you not play in the playoffs in 51? Or did I just miss in the...
I don't
have a question.
No, I can't remember. Because of work commitments and family by the time I played in Welland in 58, I have five children. So I even came out in 61 and played one game. Then played one game and 39 years old. I thought, what am I doing here? I have five children. In fact, I was even one of my own boy's clubs.
You got any comments you'd like to add to this interview? Because people are going to be listening to this all over the world.
Just to say, I've loved lacrosse. I mean, even before I played organized lacrosse when we were a kid, we swam across a creek behind our house, cut down trees, and grabbed them across the creek, got post holes, put them in the ground, got a piece of tin, made backs up, chicken wire. And we did all this before I ever played minor lacrosse. And we used to sort of, this is where the lacrosse started from, and we used to play right across the road to my house. And that's so I really started in 70. Now you say it's the young eagle side, the better.
You still seem to have a love for lacrosse, eh?
Well, yeah, it was a good game at Cheney Island. I loved the game.
Do you still go to
Cheney Island? I don't see as many as I can because We don't drive that much at night. I'm going to see more this year. I intended, but I go over to the museum and I still throw a ball around over there. I can still throw a ball.
Yeah, I heard that you're quite inept with your stick at the hall. A lot of people have commented about that.
Well, as I say, I don't know. You play the cross, as they say. It was almost drummed in there from my brother Wandy, and people in my wife, my brother Wandy played for the Williams Terriers in 1936-37, and they played man come from the West in 36, which I had privilege of playing. My mother and father couldn't play the game. All right, I was, I had, because of young playing senior lacrosse, I had the opportunity to see this. We had a lot of young boys my age did not have the opportunity to see that, and I went to all the senior games because Wandy was playing before the war, and so I saw how the game was played.
Well, you mentioned to me once, I was talking to your sons played junior here in St. Kitts. Any grandchildren playing?
No, not. I have grandchildren, but no, my both boys played junior in Port Uzi. And one only played for 2 years of junior. He still had 3 years of junior left, but he went over to Ashton in the league with an Ashton play over there. And that's when I was referee and referee in chief of the league over in the United States in the Native League over there.
So after your playing career, you refed a bit, did you?
Yeah, I refed over there. I was reading a couple of nine-cup games in Peterborough.
You said you know that. Yeah. I didn't know you were a referee. Yeah.
I refereed only one or two games in the pro league. I refereed a game with John McCauley and Kitchener, and I pulled my leg. But I didn't. I got linked to that. That's a referee because I played till I was 38.
Yeah.
And I refereed a game in Peterborough between Vancouver and Peterborough when they put the flooring down on top of ice when the leaks were cracking down there. Mm-hmm. Talk about being slippery. The condensation that I had to have that game. I only won four games and I did two. The second game I refereed with a fellow you might know, Bruce Hood.
Oh yeah, Nolan itself referee.
Yeah, well he started to referee the lacrosse then. And so I was senior referee, but I only refereed. And then I went over and I was refereeing chief over the river. But I refereed till I was 48 years old.
You know, the funniest story I ever heard was by J.J. Hill told me a story about a year ago. And he was telling me how they were going to a senior B game one time. And it was before the game started. It was in Western Ontario. And he was with some other guy, and they decided, they had a few beer or pop or whatever before the game. They decided to rustle a calf. They got the calf in the back seat of the car, went in to play lacrosse, and when he came out, it had shoot all over the back seat, and I guess it stunk to high heaven, and his friend ended up doing 5 years in the pen for cattle rustling, for some joke, you know, that these guys are playing. Do you have any similar type of
No, nothing like that.
Take care, huh?
Right, see you, Sammy. No, actually, when I was growing up and young, I was not the most mature person when I was young because I was small and being maybe the fifth in our family, the youngest one. And but no, I had no.
Nothing like that, right?
Nah.
When you first came up in senior, were you protected at all by Wandy? You and the younger brother?
No, we didn't have to protect him like that. We hit hard, but there wasn't a lot of fight. No, as I say, I come up. I was a runner, so the thing was that when you run, I was under the impression that the more you run, the less you got hit. And the created openings. And we used to, because we moved the ball, this is after, and we played in eight ball 200 by 100 feet, and I happened to be a runner, and that was it. But later on, and because of six men, the game was wide open, and that's really big. As soon as the Mets went down, the net, the defense back in was harder. It didn't open the game up for five men, it slowed it down. Bonnie Arthur asked me one day down in Branson Junior. Says how interested is not much when he was playing junior with and down here. Some guys, how'd you guys ever play with six men down? He says one more man we don't play. There's no space out there now. He says we move the ball. That's one thing you can't do later on. As I got older, playing in senior and St. Catharines, the last thing up the floor with the ball, which is not right then. You pass the ball, you cannot outrun a ball.
I remember myself, I would never play lacrosse at level as you did, but I remember them always telling us, move, always be on the move. And don't see that. Lots of times I'll see guys stand in front of the net, you'll wait for a pass, but they're not moving.
That's the one drawback about the lacrosse right now. Because of the 30-second. We didn't have the 30-second. But the one that brought back now is because they lose 10 seconds running to the penalty.
And it
was
really
one. I have one last question to ask you.
But they didn't, but we moved the ball because you move the ball up as you get there. Running back in position, potential running back, and forward running up. So when you move the ball, got the ball up fast, you had a chance 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 instead of 5-on-5. And so there was less space on the floor.
Okay. Tony credit when you can't that team around, Jimmy. In 58, I used to see it in 11 throwing. We're in the book, in his book here. You put that book, right?
Yeah. Oh, are you telling me about it?
No.
No?
No, it's
Mike Maple. I see you here.
Oh!
And here? Uh-huh. That was my. You got Tony in there.
Tony,
I was on it. That was mine. Mike.
Okay, I got to change that.
Mike.
Actually, I got to do.
Just cross it.
No,
well,
I mean
Mike.
The actual files.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. See, the Tony played all of Peter Wilson. I figured we'd get him credit for that, too.
You're playing Tony played for
that. Tony, I was going to chance. I got it. I wanted a little credit.
Tony played for that short, too.
Yeah, he played for that, right, yeah.
Now I got Mike DeMico here with me too. Tony and you together, and I'll have to get that straight out.
Tony's all the fever.
When Mike,
and Robbie Patton,
when Mike played on that team in Wilma, he was about Mike played on that team in Wilma, he was about 22 along with Ronnie Roy.
Yeah,
I was 35.
Yeah. That's good,
and Robbie Patton wants to get his name on the team. So, there's a pair.
And he's screwed my stats up too, yeah.
Ryan Patton, you wouldn't believe him, but he used to be a fantastic lacrosse player one time too. So he tells me all the time. And I would like to say one thing, that Robbie Patton's stats are wrong in 1974. Is that the right?
In 1975. You don't even have a record.
Well, I only got what the LA gave me.
You don't even have
the
record.
Hey, Robbie, were you on the middle straight?
Were you in the ruse there?
Mike, I'll get you fixed up.
That's no problem.
No, well, I
got something to read
that. I knew you were wrong.
That's good.
Did you play with them, or were you younger?
No, I younger.
Yeah. Now, because Larry Ruse and the Kapaskis, they played
for Ron Branch.
That was in 1958.
No, that was
before. Yeah, that's what I thought. But, see, we played them, we played well. We played Ron Branch, and they beat us the first playoff game in Wilma. The only game we lost won all year. Then they beat us the next game, and we beat 4th Street at Larry Ruse.
No, I grew up in Wilma. I grew up in
Wilma.
All of it only existed for a few years. It started that way. Sinclair was one in the organization.
Yeah, of course, those guys would be more
Sinclair. There was a guy, D, with a hook on his hand. The arm was cut off.
Well, see, those guys, you two, and you're around 68 years old. Right.
Yeah,
because those guys, Ronnie Roy, Ronnie Roy is my nephew.
But there seems to be between 68 and almost 70s a whole bunch of stats and everything missing and what was going on. And you know what? That's when lacrosse had its biggest friggin' growth.
Yeah, well, before that,
I
played
with Jimmy.
It just boomed. That what it was, and as a generation from the baby boomers that came through, all of a sudden there was an influx.
See, I played with four generations. They had players.
Yeah.
I played with the Morton, Wandy brothers, my brother, Cheevers, all that. And I played with, you know, in my own area, Jeff Favell, Ham Nelson, Stu Straw, myself, and I played with Ted Howe, Doug Smith, Al Fricker, and then I played with the Ronnie Roy, Davey Hall, Mike D'Amico, Brian Woods, that era. I played with four different, that's the span.
Well, you were there four different eras.
From 42 to 61.
I played Ross Paul.
What, 20 years?
Yeah, well, I played 20 years.
And I played 20
years.
I played
3 years.
Because for a while, the senior 46 was, you know, in about 5 years. Because, see, we weren't a lot like the, we weren't like the Peterborough team that had a dynasty because all their players were basically about the same age. But that's in 46. And so we had a real good lacrosse in 46 with Martin Cheever. Yeah. Those guys are...
Well, your name, Jim, was very popular.
The thing is, we couldn't get the dynasty because those guys retired.
Okay.
Then the next group of guys come up, it was a different type of lacrosse.
That's right.
Because we used to run, and the first thing up to throw was the ball. When other guys come up later on, the last thing up to throw.
Yeah, you know, that's what hurt me. You know what excited me in lacrosse? Was my very first game of lacrosse I ever played was against the Oshawa Green Gals. And we lost the game 33-1 or 2. 33-1 or 2. In a finally in 1970, 9 or 8 years later, whenever I played 7 years I think of junior. Because we took the Green Gals out of the playoffs.
In 1970 you did that. I was at the game almost bawling my eyes out.
You were bawling. But to beat my first game and get one 33-1 and have no sadness for us.
Right.
And then lock these guys out. That's why
my first year as senior I played in Owen Sound in 1942, but the first year Owen Sound had a senior 18.
Yeah.
Owen Sound Georgians, I went up there, Tommy Madsen went up there. The reason we went up there because we had played senior B in 41 because there was no junior league. I only played 1 year of junior OLA. I was 40. 39, we had 3 team junior right here in Chicago. So I was 41. So I'm up there in 42, and I'm playing with guys that my brother had played with, Freddie Smith, Jerky Jordan. So we went down, and I forget the name of the team, but Team Toronto, they played in a temporary box in the CNE grounds.
Yeah.
Right down.
That one year,
I
think
we probably had it before, but
side ball.
This is everybody. 1975.
This is CUP. They only
saw it,
and then we
threw everybody at 74 and 75.
We only had about 10
players.
This
is just on the wall.
Because of that,
you were
there.
And all
those guys.
Yeah, I know.
We took them right by.
You're talking about
going down. That's when this thing went to.
That's right.
This is all right.
You know what I'm saying?
We had to move. We had to move
by
day first. And I moved up to about
this.
That was the first one they were seeing. Slater made some movement. And then we're playing midgets.
Really?
Going down. We brought them up there a couple of games. They were playing midgets. They were playing the midget.
Well, you know what? The bottom line is sitting here tonight. I don't care what anybody says. We talk about playing, 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 and stats, 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 and number, number, number. The three lacrosse guys are the guys that get back in and put something back in the game. They coach, they volunteer, they get involved, and they do something to make it work again for the next crowd. Because you got to admit, up to junior, 21, you're finished. Then you get into senior, you can go as long as you want. They said tonight, Teddy Howe, 25 years after junior. You know, I wasn't even born, and I ended up playing with a guy in the 70s in Brantford.
When I was 41, 42 years old, before I started to referee in the senior league, I used to go to teams here. I used to do kids' games here in St. Gavin for nothing. You never got paid a cent. I went to Huntsville, I went to different places, referee games, in Long Branch I did final games, in the Army, all the tournaments they had, and I did final games in Huntsville and that, and I never ever got a cent for it. And I wasn't looking for it.
I signed one day, the old day.
But that's what makes it work is my point.
Yeah.
And my point being is, like this year, one of the things that we're in the Trillion Grant that we're looking for the museum and that is, we want to get some displays in that, so they have these tournaments out there, so the little guys are walking around going, I want to get in there.
You know Jack Wilson, he's been to CLA. You know him?
I'm thinking of the other
one. Brampton, he's been to CLA, back around 68, 70.
There's Jack Wilson, I know it's Mississauga.
No, but he was the secretary of the CLA. I remember I did a junior game in Brampton one day, and by that time I'm 42 years old, because I played till I was 39, and I coached kids for 2 or 3 years. So I'm doing a game in there, and he waited for me, junior game. He waited for me when I come out. He says, Jim, he knew me from one playing with us, because I played against Whippy Hawkers and all those other guys do. He says, Jim, where have you been? He says, how come you haven't been refereeing before? I said, how can I be refereeing? I played like 39. And so that particular year, I got 2 games in the Man Cup Finals in Peterborough, and I did the game, and we ordered the game in Maple Leafs Crown Plaza, and they put 4x4 plywood sections down on top of ice.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And I went down there, and Jerry Ravery refereed with me, and I was getting a referee, and Ronnie Roy went down there, and Roy went down there. We got there about an hour before game time, and all the condensation, and they had no insulation. Qualities, talk about being wet.
They didn't learn that lesson, because I remember after that.
These are plywood sections, so they're putting sod at the
house.
See, the first game of the Man Cup Final, the Leafs were down there to play. I did the second game. See, and this is the game of that. I can all remember going in the first period, Jerry, he said, it's hot. I said, Jerry, he says, if I'm down this end, he says, you're up near the center, as soon as you see that ball team, I said, good going. Down there, and he's just slippery down there. I said, well, that's out of the way. There's no reason why you got to run.
We had that in Boston with Wilson Grants.
After that game, Wilson was in the 86.
Both sides of it.
But this had no incident. This was a...
Excitement of the game. Nothing beats the thunder of those friggin' boards bouncing and the whack of that stick hitting the big light, not a plastic stick.
Really,
wood whacking it. The thunder. It was like a racehorse going down and coming off, and guys just whacking each other. People going, this game's nuts.
Did you ever get a chance playing Queen's Park Arena?
with the wooden floor.
We played there in 45.
When he, the thing was springing in the center, right? And you had your 2x4s on the side. Jack Bianda, remember 58? Jack Bianda used to stay out here. And when he'd shoot from over there, he knew exactly, like the
square answer where he had
the 2x4 hit right on that.
It's like hitting concrete, right?
Even this summer, I'm looking forward to in Whitby, there's a Canadian Pee Wee Championship. It's a week long, and I'm looking forward to that, too.
You know, the Super Series in Hamilton, you want to see the cross. With a Super Series with Pee Wee and Badman over there. Good
lacrosse. Well, I guess we're all finished then. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hey, Walt, you want to see good lacrosse? Look at films around back.
I better go see you.